fun.
7:18 right now. Dave McCutcheon joins us, regulatory and chief operating officer at InfoBionic. I asked Dave to come on because you know one of the biggest issues health wise, especially once you hit a certain age, is suddenly you have cardiac arrest.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's some scary stuff that can happen. There are ways to monitor that on a regular basis. Dave, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Good to hear from you.
Right back at you.
Well, let's talk about this. What are ways that you can actually monitor? I always am concerned if I'm especially exercising. I'm in good shape for the most part. Doctor tells me the heart's healthy, but that doesn't seem to matter. Sometimes things happen. How do you monitor that?
Well, there's a couple of ways. So what we see as kind of trends is, first of all, there's a bunch of wearables that are off the shelf that you talked about. A lot of people will wear a device by Garmin or an Apple Watch, and they have ability to track your heart rate. And in the Apple Watch, it has a little tool called the AFib detector for atrial fibrillation detection. But unfortunately, these are very limited in their diagnostic capabilities. So if you suspect that you have cardiac arrhythmias, or perhaps you have a family history, or maybe there's just a day that you're on the treadmill, you think you're in great shape, and you start to feel that flutter, and you're wondering, why is that happening? You know, it's always, as they say, we recommend you talk to your doctor, and you get a diagnostic test. So what InfoBionic does is we provide a wearable monitor that's diagnostic. It's FDA cleared for diagnosing all types of different arrhythmias. The device, you wear it. It's a very small piece of equipment that you wear under your clothes, and it connects to what we call our gateway, which is a cellular enabled device. So what this does is 24/7, we are streaming your ECG up to the cloud securely, and we have a bank of servers that run algorithms, artificial intelligence, that evaluate your arrhythmias. And if it sees anything out of normal that's been set up by your doctor that he's concerned about or she's concerned about, it will send them a text, and they can quickly look on their cell phone at your ECG in near real time. So that's what we've done to change the market. Is one is we brought a technology that really brings, you know, high level 6-lead capable ECG into your home, into your workspace, 24 hours outside the hospital. Beyond that, there's advantages where we provide the devices to the practice, and your physicians are much more engaged in your care than in some of the old outpatient, we'll call them legacy models, where they outsource that to another company.
Dave McCutcheon with us. Dave, hang on just a couple of seconds. We got to take a quick update of traffic and weather. 7:21, we do traffic and weather on the ones. Here's Monty Cook.
I-30 westbound August Thomas, and only the right lane gets by heavy there back to Beltline Broadway. We've got a closure for flooding northbound on the tollway at 380 in Frisco. It's shut down there. 635 eastbound at Park Central, the right lane still blocked. Also 635 eastbound at Webb Chapel, the right lane closed there, and that's heavy to Josie Lane. A northbound Loop 12 Alton Walker at Keeneland Parkway, two left lanes are blocked for a wreck. Also got some high water northbound Loop 12 around Northwest Highway. Couple of right lanes are still blocked off. Entrance ramp affected as well. Finally, good news in Irving on 183 eastbound at Loop 12. They've reopened the freeway. There is still some high water. Also still a 45-minute backup there to Story Road. And I-30 eastbound at 360, that right lane closed for a crash. WBAP's First Traffic on the Ones, I'm Monty Cook.
Brought to you by Wild Fork Foods.
If you haven't given Wild Fork a try, it's time you did. Wild Fork has over 500 varieties of meats, pork, seafood, and poultry, all blast frozen at the peak of freshness. Visit a Dallas location today and mention this radio spot and get $20 off your purchase of $100 or more. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
From the WBAP Weather Center, no more than a few spotty showers the rest of the day. Mostly cloudy, windy, and 81 for the high this afternoon. Gusty southeast winds, low 60 to 65. More of the same tomorrow, although we could see some heavier rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night, Friday afternoon, and Friday evening. After that, widely scattered stuff Saturday and Sunday, and much cooler on Monday. Right now, 69 in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth from the WBAP Weather Center.
Dave McCutcheon with us, regulatory and chief operating officer at InfoBionic.
All right, I've had many problems with my heart. In fact, I've had a heart transplant. But I wanted to tell you, I have the Apple Watch that does the ECG and all that.
Sure.
If I walked into my doctor's office and said, Doc, my Apple Watch just told me I have AFib right now, she or he going to take that seriously, or does it make them mad when you use something other than a doctor?
You know, I think the doctors are happy when patients are engaged in understanding their own health concerns. So I don't think there's a lot of pushback from clinicians. But we are engaged with Mayo Clinic at multiple levels, including a research and product development level at this point. And they did a full study on the feasibility of the Apple iWatch for detecting AFib and found that, you know, as a general screening tool, the false positives outweighed the benefits of notification. Mm-hmm. However, anytime, as we said, you can have the patient engaged, right, as you take control of your health, then your outcomes will always be better. So there's very few downsides to wearing it. It does raise awareness in some patients, and there are anecdotal stories of it making a difference in a patient who said they had no idea they had AFib at all. And then they did make an appointment with their physician and only later have that confirmed. Typically, AFib is the one most people look for because of the other complications it can lead to, of course, stroke being one of the most of concern. But overall, you know, the moving to a truly diagnostic test in the cases when it's deemed necessary is really the place you want to go. As you would recall, you know, we think about what is the role of your physician in your healthcare and the role of the FDA in approving, you know, medical devices. And the goal is to be safe and effective. And that's effective is really one of the biggest claims. And so if you're walking around with your Apple Watch saying, well, gee, I play tennis twice a week and I do this and my Apple Watch never told me I had a problem. Well, it just may be that your AFib was undetectable by that Apple Watch or very low level as far as what we call the burden. The burden is how frequency, what's the frequency at which it happens. So definitely I would recommend anybody who has family history or concerns about, you know, dizziness, heart flutter, or even some people feel this pounding in their chest, to, you know, talk to their physician, talk to their cardiologist, see an electrophysiologist, and see if getting a device like ours and wearing it is right. Most of the time, and I'll say most of the time, we have patients who are extremely engaged in our device. So our new device is very easy to wear, has a touch screen to give simple instructions, gives you feedback to you. You can actually enter your symptoms in. So if you're feeling something, you push the button and you choose from the list and say, I'm having dizziness or I've got my heart is racing, whatever it is, you can enter that. Your physician sees that right away, as do the cardiac techs.
Now, he'll even see it on the golf course?
Yeah. On the golf course. Yeah, and it's called, what is it called? It's called MoMe Arc. Is that what it's called?
Yes, the product's called MoMe Arc. The MoMe stands for Monitor Me.
Okay.
So the Arc is part of a product family. The Arc stands for Advanced Remote Cardiology.
Mm-hmm.
And the product we're talking about that we just got the FDA clearance on is the MoMe Arc, part of the MoMe Arc solution. It is a wearable sensor, which has Bluetooth technology to send that data to the gateway. And then there's the MoMe gateway. And that's a gateway that communicates from Bluetooth medical devices up to the cloud. So, well, you know, we envision a case where you'll be able to, in the future, connect other devices to that in addition to our own ECG sensors.
Dave, what's the website? People can come check out more information.
Check it out at infobionic.com. That's all one word, infobionic.com.
Okay.
All right.
Dave McCutcheon, Regulatory and Chief Operating Officer at InfoBionic. We appreciate